The tensions and violence in Ferguson, Missouri have raised questions about police operations around the nation. The American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts recently looked into military weapons going to state and local police departments here. ACLU staff attorney Jesse Rossman says between 1994 and 2009, Massachusetts received more than 1,000 weapons under a federal program that provides used military equipment to police departments for free.
The militarization that we've seen across the nation and that is standing out in stark relief in Ferguson right now, those same trends of the tactics and the weaponry is happening here in Massachusetts as well.
The ACLU report says aside from the weapons, the program also distributed armored vehicles, grenade launchers, and a large marine craft among 82 Massachusetts police departments. The report also indicates that 26 Massachusetts communities have what are known as special response units. Those are groups of officers trained to respond to emergencies, and they often use military gear. Among those communities is Brookline, with a special response team comprised of 17 officers who are specially trained for high-level emergencies. Brookline Police Superintendent Mark Morgan says his department does not use military equipment, but the special team is equipped with semi-automatic rifles. Morgan says police are trained to consider several factors before those weapons would ever be used.
Be an escalation of force. We'd have to have other weapons being used against us that we deem that a rifle would be appropriate based on the totality of the circumstances and the safety of the officers and the safety of the public.
Have you ever had to use those?
No, we have not.
While Superintendent Morgan says what's happening in Missouri could happen anywhere, he says it's unlikely in a place like Brookline, and that's largely because of training. Brookline is one of 20 Massachusetts police departments that has a training room with a simulator that trains police how to respond to certain incidents.
I'm Officer Jim Ridden with the Brookline Police Department. We are in the training room at the Brookline Police Station using the Milo training system. It's a firearms training simulator. What I'm doing is I'm going to demonstrate some of the training scenarios we use to train officers. These scenarios will basically induce stress on the officer while he's going through these scenarios, while making split-second decisions, and he has to react to them correctly.
Officer Reardon calls up a domestic violence scenario on the simulator.
I'm going to play this out. So I'm going to make this a shoot scene. So this is going to branch to where he's going to give commands.
Put the baby down!
Give her the baby, give her the baby, whatever you want.
So we're going to see how the officer interacts.
Now, so an officer would have to take action on that. And like I said, this one's a tough scenario because of that, the guy's holding a baby.
And he just pulled a gun.
And
because the officer didn't do anything, the officer got shot.
Would have got shot.
Next, Officer Reardon invites me to take a turn with the gun.
Take a test shot just to make sure it's zeroed. Okay, good.
And I'm holding a gun here that's similar to the kind of gun that you have. Right?
Yeah.
That you have in the police department.
Yes. Shoot Smith & Wesson M&P 40 caliber guns.
In terms of what's happening in Ferguson, Missouri, with all these riots and everything, people saying, geez, are police becoming militarized? What's going on?
I believe you have to be prepared for situations where people say, oh, do they really need SWAT teams? I need SRT. Do you need this? I think what happens is you have to be trained and prepared. Because if you wait for something to happen, you're not going to react quickly to a situation. That delay could cause deaths. And you play how you practice. So if you don't train for situations and something bad happens, that's not the time to figure out how to react to a situation.
But with more military equipment coming and things like that, there are folks, if you were watching when all the drama was unfolding in Missouri, people were saying, I didn't have that much equipment in Iraq, right? Veterans were saying that. I don't know if they were really veterans, obviously, with Twitter and all that. But, it looked frightening to a lot of people. I mean, what do you think of that? Is that a change in policing or no? Is that just a situation gone awry?
I think departments are trying to be more prepared for situations. You're seeing more violence. This thing is played out. You get a lot of copycat things going on, these school shootings, things like that, and officers have to be ready for it, and departments have to be ready.
But does having that equipment, though, I understand that you might need it to protect yourself, but does it change policing almost? Is it more like you're dealing with enemies as opposed to fellow citizens, as some people have said?
I mean, you don't see response teams called out that often. It's when there's a determination made by command staff that this may be a situation that's going to go bad, and I think we have to be prepared if it does.
Yeah.
Like I said, if you wait for the last minute and say, okay, we want to do this. I mean, you think of the average school shooting, they're over within 7 minutes, and usually when police arrive, it's when the person usually takes their own life.
How do you think we got to this point? Was it all of these things? Was it school shootings and, you know, more dangerous situations and hostage takings and marathon bombings and all kinds of things? I mean, is that... It's certainly different, right? How long have you been a cop?
28 years.
So it's changed a lot, right?
Yeah, job's changed.
Yeah.
And you have to be able to adapt. You have the same officers behind that equipment. Just because I'm behind, I'm more prepared and I have a better vest on or a better, you know, better weapon in my hand doesn't make me different than I was 27 years ago.
Does something get lost in that?
I don't think so.
No? The relationship with the public? I mean, that people are saying, I'm afraid. The people in Missouri are saying, I'm afraid of the police. What do you think? You do this.
You know, you could see what happened the first night, and then it quelled when they backed off. I think sometimes if you go into a situation and you're at the proper level, you can always escalate. They went in, I think,
right,
when maybe they should have been at a lower level, and if it needed to get there, you go there. But you have to look at each situation different. Every situation is different, and you have to respond to that situation differently.
Are you on the special response team?
I am.
And so when you're on the special response team, there is a higher level of equipment, too, for police officers to use, because it could be a significant...
There's a greater risk for the officer going in. You're going to go into something at a higher level than maybe the officer responding quickly to a scene. You have more equipment. Like I said, we don't have a Bearcat in Brookline, but we have better vests, better helmets, equipment, better weapons.
Right. The rifle, the patrol
rifle. Patrol rifle.
Right, right. And have you ever had to shoot at someone when you were in?
No. I've never. My first day on the street, I had a guy with a gun, but he dropped it.
Brookline police also have what are known as less lethal weapons to deal with emergencies. To see photos of those and to link to the ACLU report on police equipment in Massachusetts, go to our website, wbur.org.